You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, have you been seeing, just when you scroll through Facebook and that sort of stuff, a lot of artists are now announcing tours for 2021, for next year?
Yes. The big one for me, Youngblood.
Oh, yes.
Down Under, next November, I think it is. I don't want to go, but I'm very excited for the people that are going to go.
I saw Amy Shark's got an Aussie tour. Yes. I'm looking forward to that. And I saw Simo this morning. Another Aussie tour has been announced for 2021. And this is set to just let you just need a second to let the nostalgia waft over you. Because Simo, it is two iconic bands of, I'm going to go, the early 2000s. They are teaming up together.
One I'm familiar with, the other one, not a clue.
I see. Well, do you remember which? Sister to Sister.
Not a clue. This is one.
Do you not remember this?
No, Big with my cousins, Samantha and Nicole.
Yeah.
It was played at Nicole's wedding recently because for whatever, I don't know why, but they're sisters, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think that's what the whole song's about.
Pretty much, yeah. It's. I think they're stylized as S2S every now and again.
Okay.
But they were like, I remember I had this song on like a Hits for Kids album. They used to release that when I was younger.
Would you like me to play it?
Yeah, well, this is a song. This might jog your memory.
I never heard this.
Nothing?
Nah, nothing.
It is so quintessential early 2000s. They're an Aussie duo as well, so they are going back on tour all the major Australian capital cities, and they are touring with Simo.
Yes.
The original British boy band. Before there was One Direction, there was a band called Five.
This one I know.
I love the fact that they're called Five because they did have five members. Mm. Now there's only three of them.
Oh.
But they're still called Five.
Another one bites the dust.
Two have left. Two are off doing something else.
Right.
But Simo, I'm so looking forward to just reliving the nostalgia and like other songs that Five have like this.
They're quite joyous, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, but no one... Was there anyone famous out of Backstreet Boys? I know JT's obviously NSYNC.
Wait, are any famous members out of Backstreet Boys?
Yeah. Because did Five obviously...
Nick Carter? Did he
didn't, oh, yeah.
I mean...
He got a lot of tattoos, didn't
he? He's not on Justin Timberlake famous, put it that way. No one famous out of Five.
Yeah, okay.
I think that one of the two of them tried a solo career. I think one is called Abs Love or something like that.
Hey, that's a great critique on 2020. That's all anyone's doing, trying to get abs in the gym.
But Simo, I'm so looking forward to... they're going to, I think, the nearest city to us, Sydney, so I might have to go on a little road trip. But to go and relive what life was like in the early 2000s, for iPhones, before this whole COVID thing happened, before Trump was president, he was still on a talk show back then. Go back and relive the day.
No. I do remember this one. I reckon it was on SoFresh CDs.
Oh, yeah, SoFresh, yeah. They were good CDs.
Big on to those. CD, what's a CD? Ever seen one of those? They should sign them and give them away at their shows.
Well, I mean, they probably got a lot left.
Got a few.
Back in the early 2000s, I thought, yeah, we'll need millions of these.
Nope.
No, you won't, guys.
They'll go out of date quick.
Simo and Jordan.
Inspired by the COVID-19 pandemic, a guy has locked himself in a glass box for 20 days.
Okay.
Work that one out.
So he's doing that now.
Yep.
In the lead up to Christmas, when you don't have to be in lockdown. Well, I didn't do it 6 months ago when we were all in lockdown.
So he's French. So his name is Macron.
I like that. This will explain why he's done it. He's French.
So he's a French artist.
Right.
And so he's confined himself to a transparent 4 meter squared plexiglass cube. And he's dropped himself in the middle of a shopping center for 20 days.
Does he have like food and water and can he like go out the box to go to the toilet or how
well,
does...
That's what I wonder. Because it says passers-by can see him, they can talk to him, but most importantly, they can donate to him as Macron depends on donations from his visitors for food.
I mean, well, that's food kind of ticked off.
Yep.
I'm not sure people wandering around this shopping center would appreciate if they just got their trolley, they've got their items, they just walk past a guy going to the toilet in a big glass box.
Yeah, because as far as I can see, I cannot see a facility. So
Let's just hope that for everyone's sake that they just let him out for 5 minutes every now and again.
I don't know. Maybe he's protein deprived. So he doesn't need to go as often. Just goes in the dead of night when everyone's left the shopping centre.
I mean, you have to save it all up for...
fertiliser in the garden, mate.
If he feels one brewing at about 10 o'clock in the morning, it's like, oh, this is going to be a long day.
We're going to have to wait this out.
So what's it, why is he doing it for some kind of art thing?
Well, I've got some quotes here from Machon, if you like.
Please don't do them in a French accent.
Okay, I won't.
Or a David Attenborough accent, because okay. They are your two.
Right, is that it?
Yeah, go for it.
What about the Russian?
I mean, they all kind of sound the same.
All right, so Macron said, I think that today culture, art, but especially culture in general, has clearly saved us during this lockdown.
You started out your own voice and then you went into Italian. you're even doing the Italian hand gestures as well.
Dear. I think that without it, it would be much more complicated. I have a feeling that today, these days, we miss what is real human contact. What we call today social networks, whereas we have really lost those social links in this period.
That accent was a bit Count Dracula. Like the Count from Sesame Street. We have lost social media.
Unconfirmed if he is a bloodsucker. But
one can of beans donated. Two cans of beans donated.
So either way, he's gone all out, Jordan. He's locked himself in a 4x4 plexiglass cube.
I mean, yeah, fair play for him. If he wants to lock himself in a glass cube over the busy Christmas period.
20 days equipped with a TV, coffee machine, tablet, as well as he passes the time by reading books and drawing.
Actually, hang on. I've just thought of maybe why he wants to do it. He's maybe got like a mother-in-law or something who he doesn't really get along with. We've all got one of those, the kind of family members, and it's like it's Christmas time coming up and he's like, I've really enjoyed the lockdown. I haven't had to go and see them. What could I do to mean that I don't have to go to Christmas lunch?
Oh, yeah, so...
I know, I'm a French artist. I'll lock myself in a cube.
I was worried that his parents wanted him to move out all year. Finally got around to it.
I mean, you said move out.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, want to talk Harry Potter?
Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts.
I realise my enthusiastic want to talk Harry Potter probably didn't match the slow start to this song.
Must.
And quite quiet slow to this song, actually.
It is. Master has given Dobby a sock.
All right, before you just start doing Harry Potter quotes all day.
Just Dobby, because he's the standout performer, really.
I mean, yeah, they really should have called it Dobby in the Philosopher's Stone, even though he wasn't in that one.
Yeah.
I would love to say, actually, that's what they should, instead of doing the Hungry Beast, is it Hungry Beast or is that, no? Well, what's the second book? It's not the Hungry Beast, that's something else.
The Hungry Beast.
That's Harry like Potter. A comedy, that's like, no, that's the comedy band.
Oh, okay.
What's the second movie?
Yeah, I know it.
What are they called?
Chamber of Secrets.
No. Like the one with Eddie Redmayne in.
Oh, you're thinking about Fantastic Beasts and
yes.
Where to Find Them.
Yes, Hungry Beasts was a comedy band that weren't very good. That's where. Anyway, instead of doing the Fantastic Beasts, they should just do a Dobby series. I reckon.
A Dobby spin-off.
Yeah. I get around that. Oh, yeah. Netflix,
I'd
get onto
it.
That.
Yeah.
Anyway, some of the reason I bring up Harry Potter is not to do with spin-offs, but to do with what one woman has said about Harry Potter online, which has kind of gone kind of viral.
Okay.
So she is a mother of two twin boys, and she's decided to name her twins after characters from the Harry Potter series.
Right.
Now, Simo, if you were a parent, you had twins.
Are they both boys or both girls?
Two boys.
Okay, two boys. Let's go with Ron and Harry, Harry and Ron. Oh, you'd go Fred and George, right?
You did hit on that. Fred and George, who are two actual twins.
Yeah.
And they are actually in the movie. That's what a lot of people are saying. Why didn't you go with that? Or like Harry and Ron, like you said.
Yeah, the main characters.
No, they went with, two boys.
Yes.
One named Albus, the other named Severus.
Oh, Albus. Well, that's what Harry Potter's kid's name is.
I mean, yeah and they are two very influential characters
in the book.
In the series. May there be movies as well, because that's what I watched.
Yeah, Albus Severus.
But to call your two twin boys... Like, can you imagine going to school doing Tom here, Sam here, Albus here?
I don't know. It's pretty sick. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. They might not appreciate it, but I think it's cool.
But you, someone who has no impact on their lives at all,
yeah,
would love it.
I just endorse that kind of behaviour. I think it's funny.
What about Severus?
Yeah, it's good. What's their last name? Does it flow?
Unconfirmed, because this is all on Reddit, so it's all very anonymous.
Because if they're from Portugal and their last name's Ronaldo, it's a bit odd. Albus Ronaldo.
That's if it's odd.
Yeah, and they always
Their first name's Albus. That's not odd.
But no, if I'm saying the flow, because Albus, you know, it's been used in British culture, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Portuguese, there's a lot of Dos in there as well. Dos Santos.
If you say so.
Dos Santos Ronaldo. So if
you're just naming soccer players, you know.
Absolutely. So if, you know, their name is Severus Dos Santos Ronaldo, then it's still cool.
Actually, I have come around. Okay, if they're Portuguese, cool. I'll grant you that.
If they've got
any other nationality, no.
Albus Smith. Sucks.
Yeah, it doesn't quite have that same ring to it.
But maybe have another go. So have another kid and just pump out the whole franchise.
I mean, you're going to need more than one other kid.
Well, you could use middle names. So,
well, just have one kid just with every single name. Hello, this is Harry, Ron, Hermione, Professor Snape.
Yeah, well, like as in Albus there, his middle name should be Ginny. So you've got Albus Ginny, then you've got...
What did she get to Ginny? She's not an influential character.
But that's the only way that can save him now, if there's more of them.
Well, Simo, they have actually gone with middle names as well.
Nice.
The middle names, I think, are probably saving these kids.
How good.
Because the middle names are Callum and Tony. So I think they've gone, I think they're the names that they'll actually sort of go by.
That sucks.
But every time they have to whip out their birth certificate,
yes,
my real name is Severus, my real name is Albus. Imagine they must get Harry Potter stuff every single year for their birthday.
Potentially. But that sucks. That's terrible. That's bad from the parent.
What?
If you're going to do it, commit. Don't half do it. Don't give them an out.
Don't give your kids an out because they may feel self-conscious about the name.
Yeah, don't give them an out.
Just commit. Is that that's your parenting motto?
That's my advice.
I would like to say don't listen to Simo. At all.
Simo and Jordan.
Christmas not too far away, which means we get to shame these Christmas letters written by entitled children.
We get to shame kids. The thing Simo hangs out to do for all year.
I'm all about it. So this time around, this one's a British girl. Her name has been redacted to protect the innocent. She has entitled it, well, she's addressed it, to South Pole. 13 Claws Factory. So she's tried to hit him up where the work's being done as opposed to the lane that I think he actually lives on.
Well, she's a little bit off because isn't it the North Pole where Santa's from, not the South?
I don't make the rules, Jordan. It's just what she's done.
Well, I mean, there's some polar bear in Antarctica or something kind of going to go, oh, geez, I'm going to have to make a lot of toys.
Yeah, maybe the factory's at the South. And he
that would be a good to get all the toys made in the South and then flown all the way up to the North Pole.
He's magic, mate.
Yeah, true, but there's a limit to magic.
All right.
Just get them all made at the North Pole where you are. Don't outsource it.
Don't outsource to the other pole. So we have the we've got the letter here, and I'm just trying to here we go. Dear beloved Father Christmas.
Okay, well, that's so far a normal start for a Christmas letter.
I hope you've had a wonderful year and you've been well. My year has been quite the opposite. I've tried hard to be good, but miserably failed. I'll be honest, I do deserve a coal, but please, I'd love to have a present.
Well, Simo, so far you said we're going to be shaming entitled kids. I reckon this kid seems modest, hoping Santa has had a good year. Recognises that she hasn't perhaps been the best behaved this year, and just saying, look, I know but I would love to have a present. I don't think this is so far, at least. I don't think this is shaming.
I'd love to have a present, actually more than one. Here's a list.
Here comes the shaming.
Here it is. Here's the list. Tick the boxes if you have done them. So she's even done a little square next to the list.
Is she expecting Santa to return the list as well?
See, she's expecting him to tick it off, maybe, and then leave that with... It's like an itinerary.
Okay, I get
so
you.
Maybe she's done a lot of online ordering in her life.
Yeah.
Or she's done a lot of Uber Eats and gets the receipt and just checks it over. One of those people.
Okay, here we go. So what's on the list?
All right. Number one, AirPods. Number two's games. Number three, a snake.
An actual snake?
I believe so. Number four, PS. A Nintendo Switch. Number five.
So we've already had games and then we're going and then also a Nintendo Switch.
A DJ set. Number six, a trip to France.
How old is this kid, do you know?
She's going to need 5 tickets. So no, it's in cursive, so, you know, maybe they're in advanced English. Number 7, an iPhone 12.
Okay.
Number 8, a mobile laptop. Number 9.
As opposed to a not mobile laptop, isn't that just a computer?
Number 9, a new computer, the latest in brackets.
Or as it's also known as, a non-mobile laptop.
Or as it's also known, number 8 on the list. Coming in at number 10, hand sanitizer.
Okay, yeah, that's very relevant. Is number 11 toilet paper?
Number 11, a whole book set of the Wizards of, I think that's Oz.
Okay.
And number 12, a panda and penguin. Not,
okay.
In brackets, not dead. Number...
She didn't say that about the snake, though.
I can't get it. She'll get a dead snake.
No, God Santa would play a terrible trick.
Hopefully, you succeed to fulfill all my requested items from Redacted. Because we can't shame her, Jordan. That's just not on.
Okay, I reckon there is one item on that list that she'll definitely be getting.
Hand sanitizer?
Yeah, the hand sanitizer. Yeah, I mean, if they can find hand sanitizer.
You make a great point about why the snake can be dead and while the panda and the penguin, it's essential that they must not be dead.
Maybe she really doesn't like snakes. She just wants to cull one from the earth. Humans one, snakes nil.
Bring me his head on a plate, Santa. I wish to see a snake dead.
That is what I demanded. Before I see it, let me just use some hand sanitizer.
Simo and Jordan.
And now, Simo, Christmas lunch, it is the most important meal of the year.
It's one of my favourites, actually, hanging out with the fam bam.
You don't want to mess it up. There's a lot of food on Christmas lunch. You kind of eat as much food as you feel you can, and then 10 minutes later have whatever's left over in a sandwich.
I've been on nothing but vegetables, chicken and fish and rice in the lead up to Christmas, Jordan.
You've got to prepare yourself for Christmas lunch.
I know. That's why I've been going hard. I'm so ready for
it. You've really got to be match fit.
Yeah.
Simo, a UK woman has gone viral after claiming she eats what is essentially a Christmas lunch every day.
Wow.
And she has done for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So she likes to serve up the traditional turkey. She's in the UK, so it's a traditional kind of UK style Christmas lunch. So turkey, sausages with bacon, veg, Brussels sprouts, carrots, parsnips and potatoes.
Wow. Every day?
Yes.
For lunch or dinner?
It does say for dinner.
Or is it spread throughout the day?
It does say she has a Christmas dinner every day and has done for the last 20 years.
Has she got any dogs? Someone there's living like kings.
Yeah, her.
It's not just for her, surely.
Well, I mean, apparently it is.
Has she got kids?
Well, she is a mum of 4.
Oh,
so,
there you go. All
yes.
Right. Yeah,
The kids are probably living like kids as well.
Yeah.
Like kings, I'm sorry.
Mm.
But yeah, Simo, how do you fancy? Is that something that your dream to...
What do you mean? Is she single? Or
I'm not suggesting dating.
Oh, okay, right.
But if you were to do yourself a Christmas roast every day...
It's a lot of effort.
Oh, what's for dinner tonight? I know.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't you get sick of it, maybe?
I mean, I've...
Variety is the spice of life. I've been eating so much chicken, I was inspired to see a piece of salmon get fried last night. I was so happy.
Imagine eating the same thing for 20 years, inspired you'd be to see salmon.
Dark days. Like, get some Mexican food in there, a bit of maybe some Indian food, you know, throw it all in there.
I know, I completely agree with you. Yeah. As much as I do love Christmas dinner, and I do,
yep.
20 years every day, it would get a bit... It would save you trying to think of what to have for dinner. You know, have you ever done that walking through the supermarket at 6 o'clock going, I don't have any food at home. What do I want? It would save that because you'd always know what you have to buy.
It's interesting because what she's done there is, I wonder what happens on Christmas. Is that when she whips out the tacos? Like on the day? On the 25th, it's like, well, we're done with all of this.
Well, I've done 364 days of this. I'm going to have one day off today, and it's going to be today.
Today's the day we're going to start with a curry for breakfast. We're going to have some tacos a little bit later on. And then maybe what else? And what kind of other kind of cuisine could you throw in there, Jordan?
Have a Chinese takeaway for dinner.
Yes, brilliant. Butter chicken. No,
butter chicken is not Chinese.
The other kind of chicken, lemon chicken.
Thank God you're not on MasterChef. You're not one of the judges.
Yeah.
And it's like, here is the Chinese food challenge. Make me your butter chickens.
But what if this woman was on MasterChef? They'd be like, oh, we see what... Again? Okay. What's her name?
Unconfirmed.
Okay,
It's like roast dinner again. It's like, oh, Matt Preston's there going, and what have you cooked? Let me have a guess.
Shirley, what have you put in on the plate today? Oh, it's, again, roast turkey, but this time it's all the elements on a plate. It's deconstructed.
Whatever that means.
That's their go-to saying.
I know. Yeah. Or it's, if it's deconstructed or with a reduction, that's go-to MasterChef.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what a reduction is.
Nor do I. But Simone, I love the thing that I found interesting about this is so she gets turkey for her Christmas dinner every day for the last 20 years.
Yes.
Now, turkey, it's a very much a... You only eat it at a specific time of year.
Yeah.
Like Christmas, if you're American, Thanksgiving, I think they do turkey as well.
Well, I did have a crack at turkey mince in the middle of the year.
Yeah, but I mean, other than the other, like now and Christmas and all that sort of stuff, turkeys, this is the prime season for turkey, to go and eat turkey.
Roast turkey, yeah, for sure.
Other than that, who is eating turkey in April?
Well,
who is going, it's April 4th, I know what I feel like.
Rachel G.
A roast turkey.
Well, Rachel G from Admin does the turkey mince almost daily, I think. It's every couple of days.
Hang on, she eats the same thing every day?
Yeah.
Maybe she is this woman in disguise.
Finally hit the big time, Rachel G.
I know.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.